Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, April the 7th. It's National Walking Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Tech Support Department, who are about as helpful as a blister on a hike. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Not a bad start to Thursday at all. Currently 8 degrees, working our way up to a high of 11 today. Skies are clear for the time being, but the rain will return later this afternoon and into the evening, and hopefully a clear day again tomorrow.
Actually, rain is returning later on because she's going to give me a ride. Perfect. Hey, must be time for a top 5 list.
Well, on National Walking Day, we shout out to the top 5 walks in the world. This way, the walk, the talk, on water, and out of the building. Too soon? Of course, honorable mention to King Papers. These boots were made for King. And, of course, Monty Python's funny...
Yes. Well done, sir. Well, it is National Walking Day, and it encourages all of us to get out and stretch our legs to get our hearts pumping. So put on your sneakers at some point in day, take a 30-minute walk, or 2 15s. Don't forget to move your arms, though. It looks very unsettling if you're walking without moving your arms. And if you can get outdoors, which Vice Principal Botnick assures us is possible today, go for it. Think outside. No box is required. I was early for my meeting at church on Tuesday, and I saw Father Michael sleepwalking, and I thought, a Roman Catholic. And after our meeting, I went across to Applewood Plaza, and I saw Greg and Greg walk into a bar. I'm so glad I did, because I ducked.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik.
Before that, did you hear about Aerosmith? Tamik? They just wrote a Chinese cookbook, Walk This Way.
That would be tough.
All right, so I won't suggest that song for today, for this week. These boots were made for walking?
That would be close, but I'm actually going with an artist by the name of Molly Music. I discovered Molly Music maybe about a year or two ago. I love artists that kind of dabble a little into gospel, a little bit into R&B, a little bit into soul, because you get such a really well-rounded voice. And we're missing good singing. There's a lot of whisper stuff going on right now, which is fine. I'm not going to, you know, rain on anybody's parade. Do what your voice can do. But we're missing that. There's something about a voice that has just that level of gravity in it that lets you hear the song so differently, right? So Molly Music is truly amazing talent. Definitely look him up and listen to him. The song that I'm taking from Molly Music is Walking Shoes. And when you hear the song, you're going to hear that kind of gospel, soul, R&B, and it's the way he combines it is amazing. But again, he gets me at the beginning. Got my walking shoes on. Can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking. No. I know it's the only way to go. And if I'm keep walking, I'ma be okay. It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what, and that's enough to keep you walking every day. Amazing lyrics, amazing music, amazing singer. It's the type of lyrics that make you want to hear the song a lot, so they really get into it, really get into what he's talking about. So that is my pick today, Molly Music, Walking Shoes, just an amazing talent. Great, great find.
Excellent.
Great to listen to as you're making the Chinese food with the recipes that I suggested.
Walking Shoes by Molly Music. So added to our playlist. It'll go into the show notes as well. And hey, if we're walking on Teflon, as it was with National Teflon Day yesterday, we can slide right into Adventures with Ventura, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech and great prices on pedometers this week.
Oh, nice.
What have you got for us today, Ventura?
You know, a shout out to all of those apps that we use for walking. You know that you can use the app to track your movement, track your steps. That's a big thing these days. Track your heart rate while you're out for a walk. So big shout out to those apps. Anybody have any favorite apps for walking that they want to share with the gang? I know earlier on this week we were talking about the treadmill apps, and there are so many apps that you can use to see different places while you're on your walk on your treadmill.
I personally like Uber Eats for when I finish.
I'm a Fitbit.
Travelers.
Oh, which one's that, Rohini?
Traveler, I think. For cycling? I know Thomas uses
okay.
Yeah.
Under Armour has a good walking app as well. And then, of course, if you got an Apple Watch, I mean, your activity app, really, the watch does it for you, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything. It'll even kind of know if you're in an outdoor walk situation. Like, it kind of knows your gait, and it asks you, are you walking? Are you doing an outdoor walk? And you tell it yes, it'll start tracking it for you.
Yeah, that's...
And it'll track it from when you started your walk. So it'll backtrack as well with this tool.
So my daughter's connected with her buddy, and the two of them have like this sort of get fit challenge going. So my daughter will look at her watch, and she'll go, oh, Sierra just came in from such and such a walk. Then she stands up during dinner and starts walking on the spot. I go, what you doing? She goes, I only need a couple steps to get by her. Oh, wow.
You do that a
lot. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Paul? I think for those of us with that competitive spirit, that's a good thing to do if you want to get fit. I have a colleague that's in the Cayman Islands, and he called me up one day and said, okay, buddy, let's go on a month challenge, right? And for that month, I decided that, listen, I was going to outdo him for this challenge. So he is a fitness right, he's doing workouts every day, and for that entire month I found myself doing more than I would normally do. So very, very good competition if you want to get out and get walking. And spring is my favorite season, so it's always great for me to get out and start my fitness, getting back on track, because listen guys, you know I hate winter. So once I start getting out and getting walking in the spring, it's always good for me. So go check out some walking apps. There are some good ones. There is Map My Walk, which is awesome. And if you have the Fitbit or if you have your Apple Watch, just use the activity app as Tanique suggested. If you're on a treadmill, you can go check out Treadmill Workout. And if you want to contribute to a charity, there's also an app called Charity Miles that will donate to charity when you cover long distances, anything over a mile. So go check out those apps, guys, and go out and enjoy your walk. That's it.
I was wondering how Elon managed to fund his Bitcoin purchases. Well, there you go.
Actually, my aunt, my aunt started walking when she turned 70. But, you know, it's time to get moving, so she started walking like 5 kilometers a day. Haven't seen her in years. No idea where she's ended up now.
And why do we have to walk for charity? Why can't we sit on the couch for charity? Or watch our charity?
Well, that's the Map My Nap app.
Hey, Jamie, map your nap this afternoon. I think you've got the perfect location.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, those are excellent tips for when you find yourself, as Tamik said, in an outdoor walking situation. I love that phraseology, and I'm going to try to work that in as often as I can today. It is Thursday. It's time for Thursday's Thought.
Yeah, I got a couple thoughts. Speaking of walking out the door, my daughter is one day away from finishing her last placement for teacher's college. So she'll be walking out looking for regular employment as of Friday. So, and then I got talking to her last night. I'm just saying, education these days, it feels like, I don't know, you tell me. It feels like walking around, and everything is okay, but deep down inside, especially in your shoe, it feels like your sock's falling off. And if you're working for a particular board, it's like you have a hole in the heel. No, not for you, me. You got support hose on or what?
Well, at least those of us in the podcast have made it to another day of employment. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Hey, and remember, anywhere is within walking distance if you have the time. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.